Hi, guys, and welcome to the Okay So podcast with Lins and Jens.
I'm Jensen. I'm 23 years old, newly married, and you may have seen me on So You Think You Can Dance.
And I am Lindsay, 27-year-old new mom to my beautiful daughter, Sage, and you may recognize me from Dancing with the Stars. We are sisters who were born and raised in Utah, and we are so excited to dive into all things family, sisterhood, friendship, lifestyle, and so much more.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Okay So podcast. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Jensen.
We are so excited for another episode with you all. We have a really fun topic that we're going to discuss today. I guess fun maybe isn't the right word.
It could be entertaining. It could be sad.
Frustrating.
Frustrating. We're talking about internet trolls. And yes. All things internet trolls.
Which is so sad because it's such a relevant thing right now. I feel like that's like, I don't know. That's something we never dealt with that when we were younger. Like, this is new. Social media has brought this new thing into everybody's lives. When we were younger, we dealt with bullies, but they had to actually come up to your face and say something.
And say it to you,
Or I guess bullies could talk behind your back at school, but, like, you didn't have these people that don't even know you commenting on your life, making negative comments about you, sending hateful messages. Like, it's crazy how now it's so easy and accessible for people to be negative towards others, and it sucks. But, I mean, there's also really positive things about social media, and there are just as many people that hate on it like they also send love. But today we're just going to focus on
that.
The trolley people.
Yes.
The trolley ones.
The trolley holy moly.
Which is so funny that it's called internet trolls.
I mean, it makes sense because it's...
Well, it does.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there trolling all day. What's funny is it's like it's always people that if you go to their page, they have like no posts.
No followers.
They just follow a bunch of people. And you're like, do you just sit all day and just scroll through?
I sometimes think it's people that we know are making these like private accounts and then trolling us. I have this theory.
I used to think that before I had like a bigger following. But then I feel like.
Now it's just random people.
Yeah, now it's just. Yeah. But yeah, I used to think that. I'd be like, ooh, somebody
that.
Yeah, like this girl at school that doesn't like me must be like trolling my post. Which, you know, totally
could
be that.
Yeah.
It totally could be that. But yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, first, should we get into like a little life update?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, I mean, my life is super crazy. I always feel like I have nothing to say on these things. Well, but it was my birthday last week. I am now 24.
That's a big update, Jensen.
Yes.
24.
24. I feel like 24 is way different than 23.
Oh,
I feel like 23 was really young, and now 24. I'm on the uphill.
Wait until you hit 25. 25's the worst.
Oh, no.
Because I just feel like 25, it's like you're in your late 20s now. Like, 24 is still young. Try 27 on
for size. I know,
but just like
saying 23 and 24. I'm like, 23 is so cute and still young. 24 is like four door.
I don't say it like that, but
27.
I feel you. Here's the thing is just like once, I feel like once you pass 25, it's just like, it really, the first time it stuck with me was when I used to tell people my age. I mean, when I was like 23, 24, I'd tell people my age and they'd be like, oh my gosh, you're so young. Like, I thought you were way older than that. Now when I tell people my age, they're like, ah, cool. I'm like, I don't seem younger. Like, it's no longer people are like, yeah, you're so young still. Like, I know 27 isn't old. Like, obviously, it's not crazy old, but it's not this, like, young number anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm a mom, and, like, that's a totally, like,
different.
It's not, like, a crazy name. And also, it's, like, people don't look at me like, oh, my gosh, you're such a young mom. They're like,
yeah,
that's about right.
Yeah.
27 with a kid.
I know.
I'll be 28 soon.
Ooh. That's weird. I always get, like, people always think that I'm older than I am. So when I tell them I'm only 24, they're like, oh, my gosh, what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I guess I get that more, too. People are like, oh, my gosh, you seem so much older. But now, like, 27 is, like.
That's old.
Yeah, it is. It's very weird. But yeah, Jensen had a birthday.
I had a birthday. It was really fun. And then went to California, went and saw Lindsay. It was a different trip than we had planned.
Yeah.
We thought she was going to still
be dancing, still
be on the show.
So my family planned a trip because it was Riley's fall break from school to come and watch me and like help me with Sage, but then I got freaking eliminated. But then I still had to go down.
It was fun though, because she still had to go down. We were all down there. We got to hang out, shop, be with Sage.
And it was fun because it was just the girls. Like, none of the husbands came. So it kind of, and like our mom and dad were both there. So it kind of felt like we were back.
Just
like,
with our family.
Yeah. It was like.
Like the one time we were in the car, I was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like our family.
I know.
It's like so nobody funny. Else. I mean, Sage. No, but yeah. Still.
It's
like,
but it was just funny driving around with our parents driving us around and all the girls like, are crammed in the car. Yeah. I was thinking that. I'm like, I'm 27.
And I'm being chauffeured by my parents.
Yeah, with my baby. It was crazy. Fun. But yeah, we had fun. I was super freaking busy. I mean, we already talked about this, but I got eliminated last week or two weeks ago. I went home for literally like a day and a half because I was like, I just want to go home. So I went home and then flew back to LA because I had to dance in like a couple of numbers in the show. So I was there rehearsing all week, but it was actually crazy. I rehearsed more in those 3 days than I ever did with my partner. Like, I was rehearsing like 12 hours every day. It was crazy. It was, I think, honestly, it was pretty unnecessary because it was for opening numbers and we're all professionals. So it's like it could have taken way less time. But that's just kind of how the show works. It's a lot of like doing things and
then realizing
like, oh, we probably could have got this done in a way short amount of time. So yeah, I was really busy, which was kind of a bummer because I wanted to hang out. Like, I feel like I didn't really get to hang out with you guys very much.
Yeah, you didn't. But that was fine.
But it's okay. I did the show. Yeah, you had my baby. And that was nice too. I'm like, I don't know what I would have done because I don't think I would have been able to find just like a nanny that could have been there all day long.
All that time. Yeah, it was long.
I was busy. So yeah, I didn't really do much over the weekend, but except for just rehearse and then had the show Monday. And then we all flew back on Tuesday. And then I've been home all week. It's been literally amazing. Like, I just forget how much I love my house and my routine and my washer and dryer and like space. And it's funny because Sage seems happier too. Yeah, and Utah. Oh my gosh. Utah is just, it's just a million times better than California.
Wait, you think Sage is happier?
Yes. Like, I think it's just she feels more like
home.
And she'll, there's more room for her to explore. Like, she's crawling around everywhere. She's super content just, like, playing with herself. And
she's with her mom and her dad.
Yeah, I know. She's been so happy about Sam. It's so fun. Every morning, Sam goes and gets her out of her crib, and she's just, like, so happy.
So cute.
So it's been really fun. I'm super happy to be home. And I'll basically just have to go back and forth to L.A., like, every weekend. So I have to be at the show. Even if I'm not dancing, I have to be there because that's just kind of part of the deal. But sometimes I might dance. Sometimes I'll just be there. But yeah, mostly just on weekends. So that's nice.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, being home in Utah in the fall is literally the best time of year ever. And it's crazy because before I was pregnant last fall. So last fall was the first time I was home in Utah for the fall in 7 years. Because before that, every year in the fall, I was doing Dancing with the Stars or So You Think You Can Dance or
that's
a tour
true,
or
yeah.
something.
That's crazy.
And I remember last fall just being so freaking content. Like, it is so beautiful here in the fall. And there's
it's
so
the
many.
Best.
It's just such a good time of year. And then going into the holidays, like, I loved it. So I was actually kind of bummed, like, going into the season, just like, oh, dang, I'm going to miss the fall. So it's fun because I'm still getting to have a
that
part
season.
Of it.
Yeah.
It's so pretty here. And it's like, Utah is very different than California right now.
Oh.
California is still very shut down, has so many COVID restrictions, regulations. I'm pretty sure they're about to enforce that, like, you have to be vaccinated to go to restaurants.
Well, that was how it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We went to a restaurant with my family, and some of us are, some of us aren't. And they made us sit outside because they weren't. Some of us weren't. So, yeah, it's just crazy. And in Utah, it's very different. Everything's open. Life feels definitely more back to normal, which is really nice to have. And, like,
it was actually great. I don't think I liked being there this last time.
No, it's like, not as, it's different.
It's different. It's, like, not as, like, fun and exciting. You almost feel, like, restricted and you're, like, almost nervous. Like, I was just, like, I don't know. It was really weird being in California. But,
yeah.
I mean, we made it fun, but it was very different than Utah.
It's so different. I mean, yeah, everything is very different, especially when we've been here. Like, we've been very blessed in Utah to have things be pretty normal for quite some time now. So it was just very different.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's nice to be home and kind of have, like, a little bit of a schedule and a routine. I think I didn't realize how much I love, like, a routine. Especially, I think, honestly, I don't think I loved routine as much until I became a mom.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, like, it really does affect your day.
Oh, yeah.
And your babies. Like, Sage, she's super adaptable. But, like, the days are better when we have a solid
schedule.
Routine.
Yeah.
And she can take her naps when she's supposed to. And, like, things are just a little bit more routine. Luckily, though, she's great.
She was great, yeah.
She adapts so well, but it's just, like, so much nicer when I have a crib to put her down in when she wants to take her nap, and then I can do laundry and get things done. So, yeah, it's nice. Okay, well, let's get into the actual topic of the episode today.
Yes.
So we kind of touched on it. We're going to be chatting about internet trolls. This is something that, like I had said, it's like, it's new, but not super new, but it is. Like, it's not something that, if you're like close to our age or even older, this is not something that you've dealt with your whole life. But it's sad and crazy to think that, like, thinking of Sage, like, this was all she'll ever know.
Yeah.
She'll grow up in a world of social media and accessibility and people being able to constantly talk about her, criticize her.
Yeah.
It's actually been pretty crazy to think about, like, as she gets older, I'm like, I really
need... What is it going to be like?
Yeah.
It's scary.
I know. And it makes you, like, a little bit weary about how much you actually want to share on social media because it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's scary. There's really scary people out there. Sam and I were talking, actually, because, like, right now, obviously, it's very different, like... I post a lot about Sage, but she's constantly with me. She's not, like, going to school on her own. But, like, thinking about when she's going to school and when she's, like, leaving me, I'm not, like, I'm going to be very – I feel like I'm going to definitely change the way I, like, showcase her life and keep it more private.
Like a safety thing?
Yes, like a safety thing and just, like, a – in general, like, I don't ever want her
to feel like
to
she...
hear negativity before it's something that she needs to even deal with.
Yeah.
But it's, like, safety and just, like – preserving her, like, I don't know, like, right now she's not,
because right now she doesn't understand.
No,
like, when you're taking videos of her, she's like,
yeah, well, and it's like simple as, like, dropping her off at school. Like, people are crazy. Like, I don't want people to know where my daughter is going to school. Like,
no,
there's just it's hard because that's something that, like, is so scary now and something that you have to think about. And then it's like, I don't ever want her to be able to, like, if, when she gets an Instagram, I don't want her to be able to go on and then see people that are rude on her mom's Instagram account making comments about her or talking about her in a negative way.
Mm.
So it's, I don't know, it's interesting. It's sad that that's something we have to worry about. And it's just really sad that there's people out there who even
care enough to make a
care
comment.
Enough or, like, feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, that would make me so stressed to even... Yeah. I can barely get mad at people when they deserve to be mad.
Like, yes. Like, I can't even rationalize saying something because I'm like, what's the point?
I know. It's not gonna, so weird. Yeah. I mean, I think it just goes back to the way that somebody was raised and, like...
Yeah.
And then also, like, if they're unhappy.
Yeah.
Jealousy, unhappiness. Yeah. It's scary and sad.
I feel like my biggest issue with it is, like, sometimes you'll get DMs that's like... Your posts are so stupid, or I hate what you post, or you're not entertaining. And it's just like, it's so funny to me that they don't just, like, go and follow me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, literally, if you don't like what I post,
then don't follow me.
It is so easy to go into my profile and unfollow.
I know.
You won't see my stuff. It won't ruin your day. But, like, it, and then so I'm like, does it actually ruin your day? Or are you just trying to get, like, a rise out of me?
I know.
I don't know. That's the stuff that pisses me off because I'm like, just unfollow me. If you don't like what I post, if you don't like what I talk about, if I'm super boring, if you don't like seeing my workout outfits, just unfollow me. I don't care.
The best is when people are like, we're so sick of seeing all that dumb stuff. Like, stop posting about that. I'm like, well,
okay,
stop following.
Stop following me because I am going to post about what I want to.
I know. People are so,
so
funny.
Weird.
It is really funny because you're like, yeah, why wouldn't you just unfollow? Like, there's times where I follow accounts and then I get annoyed and I just stop following them.
And there's also a button called mute.
Yeah, you can
if
mute
you're
them.
Sick of somebody.
I know. Did you guys know that? So
you
this
can
is,
mute.
If there is somebody in your life that if you unfollowed them, it would be bad because it would look they'd be mad at you. But, you know, personally and emotionally, you're like, I can't handle seeing their posts all the time. You can mute them. You can mute just their stories. You can mute just their posts, whatever you want. But that's kind of a good tool because sometimes, you know, sometimes we need to just not see things and it makes us better. But then you don't want to unfollow because...
Then that would hurt that
relationship. You don't want to hurt their feelings. So it's like, that's a good option, everybody, if you need to use
There's that. There's a tip. Use mute.
But that's the thing. There's so many... If you're unhappy with, like,
That's just makes
If you
me
don't
mad.
Like something you're seeing, then stop looking at it. Or stop seeing it. Like, choose to not see it anymore.
As easy as that. Like, if somebody posts something and I don't like it, I'm like, I'm done following them. So I'll just unfollow.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then I move on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What we're saying is if you don't like us, bye. See you later.
But really,
just
though,
kidding.
It's like I don't know. It's funny. It's really funny.
Yeah.
But, again, I think a lot of times it's for attention and they
totally.
Say things for attention because they just want to.
Because I guess, too, sometimes I'll, like, repost it and they're probably like, oh, my gosh, she reposted my mean comment. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's, like, getting, but whatever.
Yeah.
So annoying. We'll get into it more, but.
But yeah, okay. Well, it looks like you guys are sending in some good... Well, so sorry. We went on our stories and we asked you to send in questions or any like experiences you've had with internet trolls, and we're going to address those now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I got one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Want to go back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the things that you are both criticized for usually? Love you guys. From Caitlin. Thank you, Caitlin. Okay. Something that I am most frequently criticized for is A, anything mom related. So whether I'm doing too much of something, I'm not doing enough of for Sage, whether I'm like not doing something the right way, I'm constantly getting DMs about it. Sometimes they're nice and helpful and sometimes they're just rude and annoying. And then probably the most like aggressive comments I get is when people get mad at me for posting ads on my Instagram. Like people get so angry about it, which I used to say I understood, but I don't anymore. I really don't understand. I think people by this point know full well that the way that companies advertise is now through social media.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't spend as much time, put as much effort into my social media unless it was something that I was making a living from. And I do. I make money off of my Instagram. And I'm not shy about sharing that.
Yeah, super honest about, yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to pretend that I'm not making money.
It's not an ad. It's
like it is. But I don't feel bad anymore because I genuinely care and like believe in the brands that I work with.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I'm being disingenuous.
Same. Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm sharing something that is stupid or that like I don't feel like I'm trying to just get money out of your. That's what always gets me. They're like, why do you expect us to buy all of these things? First of all, I don't expect you to buy anything you don't want.
We're not making you do it.
Yeah. I don't expect you to buy anything you don't want. You don't have to if this is interesting to you. I'm telling you that I like it, but I'm not telling you you have to get it.
Yeah.
So it's like I used to get insecure about that, but I'm like, just like anybody goes to work and does their job, I'm doing my job, and I also feel comfortable knowing that I'm like, I am selective about the brands I work with. I believe in them. I actually enjoy them. So I would never share something that I don't actually like.
Yeah.
So then I don't really care. But yeah, that is something that people get really, really aggressive about, and I don't really understand anymore because I think by now it's very clear that that's a job and it's become a job for so many people, and I'm so grateful for it, and I have no shame in doing that. I think that's great, and I'm very grateful that I have that platform to do so.
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing, or what is the thing you typically get criticized for?
Well, so this is funny, but I say okay all the time. This is a funny one, and then I'll get into the deep stuff. But before I start a story, I say okay. It's like my transition word. Like,
okay,
cue,
guys.
Okay, so, literally. Like, it's just easy. I don't know. So people will always be like, I'm flipping or I'm scrolling through your stories, and you start every Instagram story with okay. And I'm like,
how else are you supposed to start it?
So.
What up, everybody?
I don't know.
I know.
Okay is just my word. So that's funny. But then I feel like recently people have been like criticizing that I'm using filters on my story.
Oh, interesting.
Like just the fun, cute filters on stories. They're just you don't need those. You're so beautiful, which thank you. That's really nice. But sometimes I don't understand that. I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want on your page. And like if a filter makes you feel a little bit better in the morning after you've just woken up, I feel like you should totally use it. Like just do whatever you want to do. I don't know. I feel like sometimes people are always like, oh my gosh, that filter makes you look like a brat doll. Or, oh my gosh, that filter is so crazy on your face. Like you're so pretty, you don't need that. But like, I don't know.
I know. I think it's a hard, like, I feel like we live in a hard time because for so long we like, there's the side that's like promotes natural beauty and not feeling like you need to do anything to like, not feeling like you need to overdo it to feel beautiful, which I love that. I love that mentality.
Yeah.
And we do that because we're trying to empower women and support women and make them feel beautiful in their own skin. But then I feel like the other side that's negative to that is the people who then tear people down who choose to do things with them. Like,
or get plastic surgery.
Yeah, or get lip fillers or Botox and stuff. And I'm like, it shouldn't be a one-sided thing.
It just should be if that person is happy and if they're doing what makes them feel beautiful, they should just do that.
Yeah, I just feel like...
Why do you care?
It's like a double-edged sword because I think on one end it's like, we talk so much about natural beauty, which I agree with wholeheartedly. Like, that is such a thing. But then that doesn't mean that somebody who chooses to wear makeup every day isn't beautiful, and yep. we shouldn't celebrate them as well. Like, there should be no negative side to either one.
Totally.
I think at the end of the day, it's like, no one should feel like they can't do what they want and feel beautiful and proud of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. It's like, I agree. It's like, you probably don't need the filter. You are beautiful. But also, if you want the filter, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Why does somebody need to comment on that and make you feel bad about it?
Yeah.
It's just interesting. It's like,
yeah.
But that's what's crazy, is it's so easy for somebody to just comment on everything that people do yeah. because it's right there in front of their faces.
Another thing, I wouldn't say I'm like criticized, but literally you would think, like, everyone thinks that I'm pregnant all the time. And so if I post a story that's like not showing my stomach, or if I'm tired, or if I say I'm like not feeling good, the first thing I get is like, are you pregnant? Oh my gosh, you're not showing your stomach because you're pregnant. And I'm like, oh, like, my gosh.
I know.
No.
And that's so hard, because it's like, they're probably not trying to be mean. They're just cute. They're and excited.
Yeah.
But then that's also something that it's like, it's that just shows you like how much people feel like they know you and yeah. they know your life
yeah.
when you've never met these people yeah. before.
Like, I did a Q&A last night, and 80% of the questions were, are you pregnant? Are you having a baby soon? Do you want kids soon? And sometimes I have a really hard time with that, which I know they're just saying like they really just want to know and they're excited. And it's like, I'm at a point where Lindsay had a baby, so they're like, oh, is Jensen next? But it's so hard too, because I just feel like that question so hard. Like, I would never ask somebody if they were pregnant.
No. Like, that's like, never. Yeah, that's just something that you don't do.
I'm like, well, thanks. Am I looking like bloated today or something? And you think I'm like,
I know, that's just, yeah, it's not something that you ask.
It's like a sensitive subject. And
well,
so
it's like, think about it like this. If you saw someone in person, you would never ask if they were pregnant unless you knew 100% that they were.
Yeah.
Because you know that would be offensive. But it's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's really hard. But yeah, that's something literally when I say I get 10 DMs about a day. Just like, oh my gosh, you're not feeling good today? Are you pregnant? I'm like, I'm just on my period. The quite opposite.
Yeah,
just like the polar opposite.
Oh gosh.
Too good.
That's funny.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Do the trolls ever help you realize a flaw you want to fix about yourself in a good way? This is a hard question.
This is hard. I mean, there have definitely been times where trolls have pointed out things that I'm already insecure about. 100%.
Yes,
like, commented
yeah.
on something that I'm already, like, super insecure about it and already think about it, or have already been stressed about it. So I wouldn't say it really helps, because I'm already aware. I will say, like, there have been times, not necessarily trolls, but, like, people have shared their opinions on, like, the way I parent, or, like, me, like, things with Sage.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's made me a more aware. Like, one time, like, and not even in mean ways, but some people are like, hey, like, you're not supposed to do that until they're this age. And I'm like, oh, okay, good
Thank
to
you.
Know. Like, yeah. that's informational. Or they'll say something and I'll fact check them and realize they were wrong. But then I learn something from it, because I'm like, oh, okay, she's actually fine now. But in 2 months, I can start feeding her that thing. So
yeah.
It's kind of made me aware, but
it's not really trolling. It's probably just like
yeah.
opinions.
But like, honestly, no. Because truthfully, we all know the things we're insecure about.
Yeah.
So when people say them to you, it's not like you're all of a sudden like, what?
What?
If anything, honestly, so one of the craziest, I guess I didn't even bring this up. One thing, once we started our YouTube channel, I literally mean it when I say to you, I've never had something be so, like, I feel like people are so aggressive about my dang teeth.
Oh, yeah.
So I started getting literally, like, annihilated about my teeth. People telling me I have vampire teeth, like, Lindsay, why don't you spend money to fix your teeth? Like, your teeth are terrible. You should spend all that, the millions of dollars you have, to get your teeth fixed. And I had never, that was one thing where I had literally never thought
noticed
about my teeth.
That.
Never noticed it. Never felt like I had bad teeth. I thought I had good teeth. I mean, I had braces
for
like
great teeth.
But you know what's freaking annoying is I now am aware of them. And I look in the mirror sometimes and I'm like, maybe I need to get braces again. Like, it's,
you don't need braces. You
I
don't.
Know. But it's like funny that that's like,
that's,
it's a polar opposite. It's
yeah.
like, that is something that literally was
has
never on my
insecure.
Radar. But I now think about it. I look at them and like, when I smile in pictures sometimes, I'm like, oh yeah, they kind of do look weird.
Oh.
Like, it's weird. Like, but
they don't.
But it's, that's something that just shows you that it's like, I mean, it's easy to forget about it, but internet trolls can just pick apart literally anything. And sometimes I'm like, is it really even a big deal? Or are they just like finding something fun to talk about?
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And then what's fun, what's crazy is it was like, it took one person to say it. And then I feel like people like get excited and they jump on it. Yeah. So it's like, as soon as somebody finds like a weakness, they just like jump on in and like everybody hops on board.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of how they work. And but yeah, so no, they didn't help me. They actually made me insecure about something that I literally never would have thought of ever. I know. So I might have to get surgery.
I might have to just
I might have to spend my millions of dollars. Literally, someone said, why don't you spend your millions of dollars to fix your teeth? I'm like, okay.
Millions, eh?
Millions.
That's funny.
Okay. What did you didn't answer that.
I don't really know what to say about that question. I feel like I don't really have anything. No. I mean, like, I wouldn't say it's trolls, but people have pointed out either, like, things I say or, like, that I should do something different. Like, it's opinions more than, like, rude comments that I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I should. Like, the okay thing. Like, yeah. Now I think about that every time I'm about to do a story.
You're like, new
and
word.
I'm like, what's a new word? So, like, that's something that's changed. Not that it was bad. That's the funny thing. It wasn't even bad.
It does make you aware of things because then you think about it and you, I don't know.
Yeah. Too good.
Okay. This might take some research, but I think it'd be funny.
Okay.
What's the craziest thing that someone said that made you really laugh?
You have more than me, probably.
I have so many. But, like, I can't remember.
Oh, I found it. The winner.
What is it?
Okay. Oh, joy. An entire vlog devoted to Jensen. I'd rather get castrated with paper cuts then listen to this. Jensen couldn't be more of an airhead if she tried. Hello? Is there any intelligent life in there? The wheels are spinning, but the hamster is dead with this one.
The wheels are turning.
I'm dead.
Okay, this one's funny. Someone commented on a video we did. You can't copy your funny sister. She is truly funny. You are beautiful and don't look right when you try to look goofy like her.
Am I the funny
You're
one?
You're the funny one. Okay, this one, I have something. So, I mean, we have a YouTube. You need to go. If you're not following our YouTube channel, you got to go. It's the Arnold Sisters. We do videos like this all the time.
Yes.
And we'll actually share like comments from haters and fans.
Yeah. It's really good. Funny.
But anyways,
I think that was my top.
Yeah, that one was the wheels are turning.
Like
the
when I read it, I was like, first, who is this person who first spelt my name wrong? Spelt it Jenson. I'm like, do you even look at my page?
Jensen.
It's Jensen. And second, are you a writer?
It was very clever, I will say.
It was clever, but also rude. I am not an airhead. I went to high school. I graduated high school.
Honors? No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
A 3.8. Wait, what is a GPA? What was the height? 4.
4. You definitely did have a 3.8.
I did not have a 4.0.
Oh. Did you have a 3.8?
Probably.
That's not bad.
Maybe it was lower. Yeah. Who knows? But graduated.
That's all that matters. Okay. So this is funny. So on my Instagram, if you contact my email, it actually sends everything to my manager. And like 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, she was like, oh my gosh, Lindsay, I'm getting spammed by this guy. You're going to die at the emails that he's sending me. So this is obviously during Dancing with the Stars and I'm partners with Matt. And like me and Matt and Rachel would hang out all the time. So I started getting a lot of people messaging me like, where's your husband? Why are you hanging out with Matt so much? Like, that's so disrespectful to Rachel. I'm like, you guys are crazy. We were literally hanging out with Rachel as well. And people just like assuming that like me and Matt are going to date or something, or that me and Sam we're not together anymore. Like, people are just absolutely crazy. And they think that if like people of the opposite sex hang out with each other, then they are
hooking up or that they're,
Which like, of course that wasn't happening. Not even close. So getting emails, or she sends me screenshots of the emails, and I'm dying. He sent like 5. So, Lindsay, trying to steal Rachel Kirkconnell's man, Matt James, and trying to get him to cheat. Lindsay, you're busted, and I'm reporting you to the police department for trying to get him to cheat.
Because that's a crime.
Wait, it's better. Another email. Lindsay, trying to steal Rachel Kirkconnell's man, Matt James, and get engaged to him. You're busted, and I'm reporting you to the police and the FBI.
Oh.
So watch out.
Watch
Another
out.
One. Another one. You thief and stealer. You're busted thief and I'm reporting you. P.S. Trying to steal Rachel's man, Matt James, and get engaged to him when he is engaged to Rachel Kirkland.
They're not even engaged.
Literally. Oh. It's the same guy too, but I was dying at the
FBI.
I'm reporting you to the police and the FBI.
Like, that's a crime to cheat. Oh, but literally, my gosh. That's
I was so annoyed with so many people being like, it just made me sad that I'm like, come on, you guys. I can't even hang out with my friend without you guys trying to make something. But that's
happening.
What they do. And yeah. I mean, whatever. But yeah, I was dying. I thought it was so funny.
That
I'm like, wow.
I'm reporting you.
I know. She had to block him because he wouldn't stop sending emails. Oh. Like, he just kept sending emails about it. I'm like,
that's
gosh.
Annoying. That's funny, though. Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yeah, 1 second.
Okay. My nose.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, how do you not take negative comments personally?
Hmm.
So, I mean, I think you have to realize, like, who these people are that are commenting to you. Like, if I get a rude comment, I click on their profile, I look at them, and I'm just like, who are you? Like, are you sitting on your couch, doing nothing with your life, and hating on me? Like, I always just look at it as, like, who are you? Like, why? You're a type of person that's going to comment to me. Like, who are you? And two, they're probably dealing with a lot of stuff that I'm not dealing with, where they are so mad at me for posting something that they have to say something to me. So I just don't take it personally because I'm literally like, who are you? Like, what are you doing with your life type of thing? But yeah. Two, I mean, not to say that I don't ever take it personally. Sometimes I do. Like, there's certain things where if there's a comment about something, it really irks me and I take it really personally and become insecure about it, which sucks. But I think just I've had to realize, like, these people that are commenting mean things, they're not doing anything with their lives. So,
well, and
know.
I think it's just like, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't even know them. Like, why would I let somebody's opinion of my life who doesn't even know me affect me?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, there's a quote I want to share that Smith and Saint posted. It was literally the best. Let me find it. Okay, the quote is, don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't seek advice from.
Yeah, that's a good.
So
that's,
like,
really good.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Yeah. It's true, though. It's like, if you wouldn't care about, if you don't care about their opinion, then why would you let it affect you?
I know. And sometimes I hate that it affects
me. Well, it's hard. It's hard not to.
Yeah.
Of course it's hard not to. But
yeah.
It's like a good reminder of, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, interesting. Have either of you ever been an internet troll, Jensen?
No.
Were you the one commenting about my teeth?
Because
I wrote the
one.
Hamster thing.
Yeah.
I wrote the hamster comment. It's me.
Oh,
no.
No. No. Never. That's
never,
not.
Never.
My thing is, I'm like, somehow this is going to get back to somebody. Like, if I were to ever do that, they would somehow figure out who it was. And that would be so embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, people can figure out anything these days.
I know,
they could probably track the location, see that I was at my house.
I mean, that's a little extreme.
But that's my thought process.
That's more for, like, murders.
But literally, no.
So that's the only thing keeping you from being an internet troll, Jens, is the fear of getting caught.
Yep. I guess that sounded bad. But no, I don't have the energy to hate on somebody because I'm worrying about myself.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I don't even remember the last time I felt so strongly about hating something that I was like,
I need to say something.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Unless
weird.
It's like, here's the thing. If you did something to personally offend me, I'd bring it up to you, but not on social media.
Like,
but it's like,
me?
Yeah, like, you're my sister, though.
Yeah,
it's
we
like,
wouldn't talk about it on,
yeah.
We would just be like, that was stupid. Why
but
did you,
like,
say that?
You're my sister. Like, I would never do that with somebody. I probably wouldn't even do that with friends, because
no.
It's just like, really, it's not that big of a deal.
And then to do it to somebody you don't even know?
I know.
Like,
it's
why do you
so
even
weird.
Care?
It is so,
so
weird.
So, no, never.
Do you block the ones that are mean? If not, why? That's a good question.
Hmm.
I've blocked a handful of people, but I typically block them when I feel like they're being inappropriate or, like, bullying, or like if they start bullying my followers. So what will happen sometimes is somebody will comment something mean, and then awesome, nice people will come and like defend me to them, and they'll go back and forth in comments. And if that gets ugly, I'll block them because I'm like, that's not okay. You're not going to, first of all, bully me and then sit here and bully people who are trying to support me and be nice.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody just sharing their opinion, no, I don't block them because I don't. Yeah. It's not worth my time. And also it's like, if people want to share their opinions, I guess that's, they have the right to do that.
Yeah. I would say I only block like disgusting messages.
Yeah. Like really inappropriate stuff.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah.
I think I only have blocked one person that was being rude. But yeah. Mostly if it's just like an inappropriate thing, I just block them.
This is interesting. This person says, you have to keep an open mind to what people are saying. Not every comment you don't like is a troll. So that's interesting because I'll get that a lot. Like people will come in the comment section. Someone will say something mean and then somebody else will come to my defense and then they'll comment back and be like, this is my opinion. I have a right to have my opinion, which is true.
Yes.
Everybody has a right to their opinion, but it doesn't mean that it's not rude or disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, it's like people will say, like, people will say mean stuff. Like, I absolutely hate that. I don't like what that girl's done with her lips. Like, I mean, I get lip fillers. I don't know if we talked about that on.
Yeah, we have. I think.
I have lip fillers. People will go on there and be like, I hate that you get lip fillers. You looked so much prettier before, which is a rude comment.
That's not like just an opinion. That's rude.
Well, and there's a difference between having the right to your opinion, but also like sharing it and making it public when you don't even know a person. So I always find that really funny when they like truly believe that they have every right to say that.
Yeah.
And they do. Like, clearly this person who's saying that is saying, like, just because you don't like my comment doesn't mean I'm a troll. Well, yeah, it does. Because the fact that you're stating something negative to somebody to bring them down, there is no other reason that you need to state your opinion other than to make that person feel negative.
Yeah. Like, you can give suggestions. Like, maybe... No, that was going to be dumb. No. I was going to be like, maybe you could do half a syringe next time.
But yeah, but that'd be nicer than what people say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that mentality, here's what bugs me right now about our culture and the state of like being that people are in. People feel so entitled to be offended, to share their opinion, to say they don't like things, and they genuinely feel entitled. They don't, there's no boundary anymore of like, well, that's not really the right thing to do. It's not the nice thing to say to comment on somebody's thing that you don't like.
They don't
care. Maybe that's your opinion, but it's not the right thing to do. It's not the kind thing, the loving thing, the supportive thing to say or do to somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
But people now believe that it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It's like it's almost celebrated to like hate on something.
Like even when we did the episode of you talking about Len giving you negative comments or Carrie Ann, people are just like, there was a comment that was like, Lindsay can't take criticism well. Like just things like that where
it's
you're
just
like,
weird.
We can take criticism and we can take opinions, but when it becomes personal and rude, that's a troll. Like that's not okay.
Well, it's just like, I guess at the end of the day, it's like if you're sharing your opinion, there should be a purpose. It shouldn't just be because you want your opinion heard. There should be a purpose.
Yeah. Okay. This one's funny because this is a whole subject I don't think a lot of people know about. There's always something about feet.
Oh my gosh, how have we not talked about
have we not talked about feet?
Oh my gosh, you guys.
People that know what we're talking about right now are probably going, oh my gosh. So.
Do you get them?
Oh, constantly. Okay, so, I mean.
This isn't
you
even really
probably,
trolls.
It's not trolls, but I just thought this was funny. Yeah, we can talk about it. But, so there's a thing called a foot fetish. Something I can never understand.
Yeah, me neither.
Never in a million years could I understand why someone would have a foot fetish.
Yep.
But I get DMs asking for my feet, like pictures of my feet, and they will pay me $25 a picture.
Oh, $25
We're talking big bucks.
I've gotten an offer for $50 a pic. So.
Oh, no. I got to up my feet game.
This is not a joke, you
this
guys.
This is not. I wish it was a joke. But literally, and there's this one guy that literally he has asked me. And anytime, like in Hawaii, if anytime I was laying out and my feet, ooh, those are some nice feet. I'm like, ooh.
I know. There was a period. Yeah, literally. If my feet were shown in a store, I think it's the same guy.
Ooh.
If my feet were shown
Should
in a store,
cross-check?
He'd say something. He'd message me like, ooh, thanks for the show and the feet this time. And then I got super insecure about it. And like for a month straight, I tried to not show my bare feet because I was like really creeped out.
I literally same.
Okay, but you guys. So yeah, they offer to pay us for feet pics.
So if I get really desperate one day, I'm really low, I need some extra cash. Just kidding. I don't think I could ever do that.
I know. Well, it's like, to me, I'm like, it's just my foot. Like, I'm like,
I'm okay. Like, my feet are nasty. But then some people, I take care of them. I get them painted and cute. But like,
dancer's feet are not
Dancer's feet are not cute. Like, no. The calluses I have on my feet.
Okay, so listen to this. There is a website where people... I think it's called like Wiki Feet, wikifeet.com. You need to go look it up. And everybody, like, so I have a Wiki Feet page, and I have a rating.
Yeah. How do you spell it?
Let me find it. Wiki Feet.
I'm dead.
Wiki Feet celebrity search. I'm just like,
no.
Yeah. Lindsay Arnold. Okay, yep. And my rating is 5 stars, and in parentheses it says beautiful feet. There are, you guys ready for this?
How did you find this?
They say my shoe size is 8. They have my birthday on there. They have like, look, all these pictures of my feet.
They have me.
Yeah, yep. What's your rating? Like when I say to you.
I'm a 4.5.
Wait, 4.5? What am I? Let's see.
You said a 5.
Well, I'm like 5 and then...
Oh,
okay, okay, listen. Gosh. So I have 290 votes on my feet rating statuses. I have 172 people say that they're beautiful. 54 say they're nice. 47 say they're okay. 10 say they're bad. And 7 say they're ugly.
Where did you find that? Okay, I get 25 beautiful, 5 nice, 11 okay, 4 bad, 2 ugly.
Yeah.
You guys.
I know. So what it is it's literally this page where it shows every photo of me ever that my feet are showing in.
What are the numbers? Photos?
I have no idea.
Does that mean how many times it's been
viewed? No, I think it's the number of pictures you have. Like I have 514,000. What's your number?
Where?
Like these.
Yeah, I have like 39,000 or whoa.
Maybe I'm way off. Yeah. No. Okay, sorry. There's 314 pictures of my feet on this website.
Oh. Yeah. Where did you find that?
At the very bottom. It's freaking crazy, you guys. So I found that out and I was dying.
Who told you? Yeah, I have 54 pictures in it.
Oh gosh, yeah. The guy did. He said, "I love your feet on Wiki Feet." And I was like, "What's that?" And I looked it up. And
so what do they have to do to get this?
Those are just like public pictures, like paparazzi photos, screenshots, people add like them.
These are some pictures that I don't even have on my phone.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Weird.
So if you're ever bored one day, you can go look up celebrities
like me feet. Doing Pilates. I don't even think I took that picture.
Your feet are kind of dirty too in that pic.
Cute. That was probably my bad rating. Weird.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So there you have it. That's a really funny, and they're not really trolls because I think like they're being nice.
It's just
to you.
Creepy,
but it's just interesting because it's something that I'm like, oh, I don't relate to that in the slightest. Okay.
Gross.
Anyways.
Okay. Do you ever respond back?
Ooh. I have. I can't say that I haven't, but I really try not to.
Yeah.
Typically, if I respond back, it's not about just like the dumb ones, like the mean, just like commenting on my appearance or something like that. But if they're like attacking a fact or like saying that, sometimes I'll respond. But literally, I think I've responded like a handful of times, like maybe 4 or 5 times, but I try not to because I think it just fuels the fire. But I have sometimes responded like in defense of somebody else.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever responded. If they send me a DM, I don't respond, but I'll screenshot it and post on my story and respond. Like I'll black out their name and stuff. But one time when I put out my athletic line with Flex Living, people were like, there was this one girl that was literally like, "I can't believe you wouldn't do any extra large sizes, or you are not size inclusive." And I literally commented back. I'm like, "Hi, thank you so much like for your love. But I wanted to let you know that I have sizes extra, extra small." You know, like I'm like that when it was literally like, that is not true. It literally, we are size inclusive in the line. So then I commented back and was just like, just wanted to let you know. But it was just, so I commented and I was like, actually, like, if you check out the website, we have a bunch of sizes. And then she's like, oh, I didn't realize. I'm like, so then what was the point for me to call me out on my Instagram post if you didn't even do the research?
Yeah.
But I wasn't rude.
If somebody's like factually incorrect, I will correct them just because I want to make sure that like they understand. But then at the same time, sometimes I'm just like,
whatever.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
The people that comment are not, their opinions are likely not going to change. They're not commenting because they want to have their opinions changed. They just want to comment to be rude and negative. Yeah. So it's like not really worth it sometimes. Okay, what percent of messages are trolls versus kind, genuine people? This is a good point. I feel like we can end on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even comparable. No. I would say it's like...
Mine would be maybe 8%.
Okay. I would say like mine's like 80-20. Like the thing is I get a lot of DMs from people that are really mean.
Yeah.
On my comments though, on my, well, no, probably 80-20. But then that's
two,
like...
I only have 130,000. You have 1 million followers.
Yeah. So it's different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different, but still, yeah.
But like 80% of kind, loving, genuine people, like I will take that any day because
that's
huge.
Yeah, and we should shout out to those people that are so supportive, so kind, always like so happy for us.
And have our backs. And
we love you. I know. Literally. Like, thank you so much. That's why we love to do this. That's why we post on Instagram is for you guys that like to see it. So we love you guys.
I know. And I think we talk about this not to be like, this is all there is,
but just to
bring attention to the fact that it happens.
Yeah.
And it's something that like I think is not going anywhere. Like, no. I don't see this like changing. Like, this is kind of just the new way. People are really quick to judge and be mean and hateful. And that's why it is awesome that there's so many people who are still really good and kind. So
So shout out to the nice peeps.
We love you.
We love do you love
so
you.
Much. But that is our chat on internet trolls.
Oh, that was a fun one.
Yeah, it was.
I like that.
I know. It was good to talk about. So that's all we got for you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. We will have a fun topic for y'all next week, but please leave us a review. We love to hear what you guys think.
Give us a rating. Yes. 5 stars.
Please. I want my rating on this podcast to be good as my feet rating. So
I need it to be better because my foot rating was only 4.5.
Yeah. We want this to be 5 stars, but really though, let us know what you think. We will obviously like, we want this to be what you guys enjoy listening to. So
let us know. Yeah. But thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank
See ya.
You. Bye.